Hey there, success buddy. Welcome to the Leaving Nowhere podcast with me, Candace Willey. I created this podcast for you. I've spent my entire life learning lessons the hard way. Through those experiences, I realized that all roads really do lead to success. Sometimes we just need better directions on how to get there. Join my guests and I in learning how leaving nowhere can help you get to exactly where you want to be. We'll share stories of success and the various methods we've used to help us get there. Let Leaving Nowhere be a compass in helping you achieve your greatest desires. So your journey to success starts here. Thank you for joining Old Enough to Know Better, an episode on embracing a positive mindset and not letting social norms define our current state. As we continue on our journey of self-development, I want to explore the topic of age and the social biases that accompany it. It was once said, age is a matter of mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. What do you think? Do you agree or disagree with this notion? As we progress through life, I think about the pressure that is placed on us by society and the shared belief that we should be a better version of our parents or the generation that has gone before us. However, our social climate continues to evolve and what success looks like evolves with it. This leads me to two of my favorite guiding principles: vision, and self-awareness. As it relates to the topic of age and social impact, you have to understand the framework that has influenced your perception or the lens in which you view your life or yourself. We are conditioned to believe that we live in life stages, physically, emotionally, and financially. While there is some merit to the stages that are established by society, we cannot allow ourselves to feel unaccomplished or shamed if we don't fit into the status quo. This thought comes to life for me as I think about being a young mother. Getting pregnant at such a young age was definitely not a healthy situation for myself or my child. However, it didn't prevent me from living or thriving at different stages of my life. Without those experiences, I wouldn't be the person I am today. So where do our preconceived notions about age come from? How does personal bias come into play? It begins with our experiences. To better explain this behavior, I'll share a story with you that I heard years ago. The story is about a circus elephant. Yes, a circus elephant. Go with me here. If you've ever visited a circus, you may have seen an adult elephant bound only by a rope tied to a stake. The elephant could easily escape with little to no effort, as a stake in the ground could not compete with the strength of a full-grown elephant. Yet, the elephant remains as if to be constrained. Why doesn't the elephant break free? It's simple. It stays as it has been conditioned to believe that the rope will not allow it to roam free. What you don't see is a baby elephant that continues to test the rope, pulling and tugging without success. After a period of time, the elephant gives up, and its behavior is reflective of its belief that it cannot break free. Now, for a moment, consider what would happen if the elephant decided to once again test the boundaries. With a new understanding, what once held the elephant hostage would empower the elephant with a renewed sense of strength and freedom. Such a great example of how we live within the limits that are defined for us. How do you ensure that you are never left as the elephant tied to a stake? First, you must avoid being bound by perceived constraints. You need to see past your current state. You also need to be willing to identify your own set of values and beliefs. Some of the social norms that we are conditioned to believe are: in your early 20s, you should be in school. A formal education is a valued asset. However, it is not required to be successful or happy. There are many methods to education and learning. Bill Gates is a perfect example. He enrolled in Harvard University in 1973, originally thinking of a career in law. Much to his parents' dismay, Gates dropped out of college in 1975 to pursue his business, Microsoft. I hear he's not doing too bad these days. It's also believed that by your 30s, you should be married and having children. Oprah Winfrey wouldn't agree. While she and her partner Stedman have been together over 20 years, they have opted not to get married. Oprah also shares how she's been able to engage in other meaningful maternal relationships without having children. This desire or belief varies for all of us. However, the point being is that it will not prevent you from finding happiness. Then there's your fabulous 40s, a time when you're fretting over how much you have saved in your retirement fund, and you may be embarking on what many consider as a midlife crisis. I recently read an article titled The 10 Signs You're Having a Midlife Crisis. The top five signs are: you are gaining or losing weight, you are having difficulty sleeping, you're asking yourself deep, probing questions, you're making rash decisions, and you are constantly bored. Wait, is it possible to have a midlife crisis from the age of 15 to 50? No, really. Are these not things that you've experienced at every age? When did they become a crisis? On to our 50s. Now you are 10 years past the over-the-hill milestone and you qualify for the senior citizens discount at your local Denny's restaurant. The silver lining is there are multiple business leaders that have found their greatest success in their 50s. Just to name a few, there was Colonel Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, Duncan Hines, the culinary genius behind Duncan Hines Cake Mix, Ronald Reagan, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, that both found success in politics after leaving their film careers. This is promising if you plan to start a food business or run for a political office in your 50s. Then there's the golden years, our 60s and beyond. In this stage, we are retiring from work, investing time in our grandchildren, and hoping that our health withstands the test of time. I believe that we can thank a historic advertising campaign and David Bowie for coining this special time as golden. Please don't misinterpret my appreciation for those whom have laid the ground rules for life by decade. I just don't believe we are limited to these perceptions. As long as we have a grasp on where we currently are in the cycle of life, we have the ability to reinvent ourselves. It's the ping pong effect of vision and self-awareness with a little productive action in between. So let's reflect back on the story of the elephant. What if we shifted our understanding of the rope and our limitations? What if one day we believed that there was no rope or that we were strong enough to uproot the stake? Translated into age, this would mean that no matter what age or stage of life we are in, we can do anything that we set our minds to. As children, we are encouraged to be creative and to think outside the box. Why? Because it's cute. Look at your sister. She wants to be an astronaut. Or little Johnny looks so adorable driving his race car. At what point does the cute turn into an immaturity or not being realistic? How do we transition possibility into adulthood? On the same note, now envision being on the bottom of a hill. You're on one side of it. Today, the perception is that you must climb the hill to be successful. Once you are successful, you can descend on the backside, which I'm pretty sure most would consider retirement. Can you feel the climb? How excited are you about the downside? I often say my life has had many ups and downs. However, the better way to describe my experiences is one continuous cycle with varying learning outcomes. I refer to this as my success path. Rather than a hill with one grand climb, I view it as a circle that has remained constant with forward momentum, even in the most challenging situations. One life experience after another, not defined by my age, status, or outcome. The beauty of this thought process is there is no start or stop, just continuous progression. Everything in my life has had a place in this cycle: my faith, my health, my family, my career, and my interests. This is where all the guiding principles come together in the form of values. Where are you in your success path? Are you in the discovery or the outcome phase? Are you in the process of reinventing or better defining yourself? Are you accepting where you are in the journey? All questions that I constantly ask myself to better understand how to proceed. Maintaining a growth mindset is also a key part of embracing your success path. What got you here, my friends, will not always get you where you want to be. It may require that you recondition some of your beliefs or redefine your biases towards a topic or situation. A few book recommendations on these topics are The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, and What I Know for Sure by Oprah Winfrey. In her book, What I Know for Sure, Oprah shares a variety of topics from her famous monthly column in O Magazine. In her combined insights and revelations, she shares three key lessons to attaining an extraordinary life. All three of the lessons tie back to maintaining a positive mindset and overcoming the adversity we experience in life. The first lesson highlights that not only can you overcome hardship, but you can leverage it to become stronger, self-sufficient, and happiness-oriented. Now, you may not understand the meaning of all the craziness or the challenges until you're on the other side. However, it is important to at least recognize that you will have a better understanding of yourself, your thought process, and how you are emotionally responding to a situation if you're willing to embrace her theory. In the second lesson, Oprah shares the value of mentorship. She talks about the importance of using inspiration from books and people to strengthen your motivation for achieving greatness. I hope you're doing that right now as you listen to this podcast. Part of attaining and maintaining a positive or growth mindset has a lot to do with what we expose ourselves to. It also has to do with intention. Ask yourself, what was the last book or article that you read? Is there a positive and uplifting message in the videos or social media that you're exposing yourself to regularly? If not, I would encourage you to reconsider how you're spending your time. What we intake tends to have a direct impact on how we think about ourselves, life, and the world that we're living in. This is where self-awareness is key. Finally, the third message she shares is that practicing gratitude makes you feel better and will bring good things into your life. So often we focus on what we want versus what we have. We also take the awesomeness of the little things for granted. It could be as simple as being excited about getting a great parking space in a crowded parking lot, feeling the sunshine on your face on a warm summer's day, or enjoying the rich taste of that chocolate cake you're having for dessert. All treats that life gives us on a regular basis, yet we rarely pause long enough to enjoy them. In summary, no matter where you are in your success path, take Oprah's advice. Adversity will make you stronger. Surrounding yourself with inspiring people is important, and there is always something to be grateful for. I invite you to look past the limitations society has predicted to establish a new vision for your future. I also invite you to consider the theory of life as a continuous learning cycle. This will minimize the perception of the highs and lows and help you to embrace a mindset that will keep you learning, moving forward, and finding value in your success path. So, success buddies, I hope today's episode will help you to reshape how you think about age perception and how we are all old enough to know better, but yet we're still young enough to do it well. Join me for our Trailblazer series, where we share the success stories of women who have defied all social norms to achieve success on their terms. Until then, stop by and sign up for my monthly newsletter at CandiceWilly.com or follow me at CandiceWilly on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Thank you for joining today's episode of Leaving Nowhere. Here's to you and you accelerating your life and career.